Hello, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. Sandy's on calling. How are you?
Good, good. Can I put you on a brief hold? Can you give me about 30 seconds? I'll be right with you.
Yeah, better just give me a shot back when you can.
Just give me 30 seconds. I'll be right with you. Give me a second.
Yep. All right, bye.
Hey Sandy, still with me?
Hey, how are you?
Busy. Yourself?
Yeah. Same, same. I think I had sent you, I meant to send that email like a month ago, and I just found it. I found it in my outbox. I hadn't been sent, so. Just wanted to talk again. I forget where we stood. I know we were, I've talked with so many people, but I do remember talking to you more than once, as far as where we were at or what we were looking for. I think it was going to be like a shorter term, but was it a monthly deal?
Can bring up
I
your
can't remember.
file. Let's see. You currently do not, you have like a long-term loan, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it was for 2.5 years. And we've
Okay.
pay about, what, 6, 7 months of it.
Okay. Deal struck, correct?
Yes.
So I have you approved for, it's not, doesn't necessarily need to be short term. The approval's old, so I'd have to get it reapproved. To start off, I'd probably need at least the updated bank statements. But I wouldn't
Hold
want.
on one sec. Hold on
Sure.
1 second for me, please. You're out far, right? All right. I'll just call her. Yeah, I'm ready with Kathy in the morning before she just she wants to jump. She was for sure or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The politics. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem. So, how much money are you looking for right now, and what is it for?
It's just we hired some new people. We're looking at. We've got some significant opportunities that we're spending a lot of money on, but they're starting to bear some fruit. So we don't want to. We want to sort of keep going as opposed to pulling back. So some pretty exciting stuff, but. So just sort of, I guess, more investing in infrastructure so we can support it.
Kind of minimum, maximum, what amount are you looking for?
Don't know, 100 grand maybe. But
Okay.
again, the terms have, I mean, we just, I think I told you before, we were in such a bad deal last year that we just don't want to do any sort of daily or weekly thing. Only
Well, I mean,
we want.
so do you mind if I give you kind of my feedback or no?
Sure.
Okay, so
I guess it depends on the amount, though.
I'm not like a, I know what's going on in my industry, and I've been in the industry 9 years. You can feel free to look at my online ratings on Google Plus, both our company and myself. So basically, there is a, what's going on in the industry right now is there's a complete saturation, and a lot of people in our industry are, well, I don't know if I can put this the right way. They're complete losers. So they're terrified of their customers.
Believe me, I've had to deal with a number of them, unfortunately. But
and they get, part of my language, they get the crap beaten out of the phone by their customers. They get pushed around. But why, you have to think, like, well, why is the customer pushing them around? Well, the customer is pushing this person around because the customer doesn't want to be taken advantage of. And so I have a much different, and Bank of Cardiff, we have a much different approach. You got a loan by DealStruck because DealStruck's an interesting company. I know who Funding Circle is as well. And what they're doing is, and it's nothing wrong, they're going to customers and saying, hey, look, if you have one of these short-term working capital loans, we'll give you a better deal. And so they give you these long-term loans. Now, the question is, what happens if a customer needs more money? Well, what can they do? Well, what we can provide you is a very low documentation working capital loan. Now, our cash loans, especially because you already have a DealStruck loan and there's nothing wrong with it, will traditionally be a daily payment scenario. However, that doesn't mean you're going to get a 3-month or a 4-month extremely high interest loan, which I think is something you experienced in the past, something very short term, correct?
It was longer than that. It was like a year. But the terms were just awful.
What were the terms you had before?
One was like $700 a day.
Okay.
Killing us.
And what did you borrow and what did you pay back? I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, we paid it all off. I mean, we were able to get a better deal and pay that one off.
Oh, exactly. But I'm saying when you got that $700 a day, what was that for? You were borrowing what and you were paying back what?
I don't know, $100,000.
Okay. So if you're borrowing $100,000 and you're paying $700 a day, that means you're borrowing $100,000 and paying back $176. That means you're paying back 76% interest over a year. That's a very expensive loan. That's not the loans that we provide because that loan will drive someone typically out of business more often than not. So
I was close to doing that until we did it.
Okay. So let me give you the loan approvals that I had in the past. I had a really solid approval for you. So these are called rate factors. And we have two programs available. The program I have you approved for, there's two options. I actually prefer option one because the way that our loans work is, if everything goes smoothly, we offer a renewal option. So number one, if you pay off early, you get a 5% discount on remaining payments. But if you renew on this program, they typically waive all the remaining interest if you qualify for renewal. Let me give you these terms so you can look at them. So I had one approval for you for $75,000 over 12 months. Now, the payback on that is not 75% interest. The payback on that should have been, there was a 2% fee on that origination fee, but we've recently updated that program. So I'm going to give you what I think it is with no fees. So on that program, I believe it is $96,750. So if you borrow $75,000, you're going to pay back $96,000 over the course of a year, which is very reasonable. The other approval I have for you was for $118,000. The payback on that was over 15 months was $156,000. It's just a longer term, very similar cost of money. It's a few bucks more because it's a 3-month longer term. What I'd like to do is get your last 3 months bank statements so I can get an idea of what you'll qualify for and then give you those numbers.
Okay.
But yeah, to just confirm, it's a daily payment. It's not a bad product. It's very fair and it's very competitive.
Okay.
No one's here to take anyone to the cleaners. We don't drive people out of business. Although it does happen in our industry.
Can you email me with whatever those are and then I'll do is, I'll print off these statements and I'll email them back to you.
Yeah, let's do this.
Man, I'm not going to hold you to it. I know those are old. I just want to take a look.
Okay.
As far as what the daily payment was and sort of compare that to what we have now.
You mean from Lending Club or whatever, or for Funding Circle?
From DealStruck.
It's not going to be the same because they, A, have a blanket lien on your business. I guess, and I'm not trying to be like aggressive, but the question I'd ask you is this. Will they give you more money?
They will, but they said they won't do it till probably after September, for another month
Okay.
So, I shouldn't say it's July. So we make a September payment. I think it was September, maybe in August. I can't remember.
Okay.
But yes, they will once we get to a certain point.
Okay. The question I would ask you is this. I'm assuming they have a UCC blanket lien on your business. Is that correct?
I would imagine.
Okay. We're not going to be able to compete with them. I could take them out and just, you know, I have a program where I could refinance them. I'm well aware of who they are. They're a good company, but I'm not going to do an entire refinance, waste all your time, do a ton of documentation to save you $10. Ultimately, you'll hate me at the end of the process. You won't love me. You'll feel like the service doesn't do anything for you as a business owner, and I've seen how people have lost relationships by going down that path. Our terms are going to be much different than theirs because this is going to be a year to 15-month loan on top of deal struck. It's not meant to compete with their terms. It's about additional funding at a reasonable term. So I just want to be as clear as possible that this is not.
I understand.
Okay, cool. I just don't want to waste your time, you know, on unrealistic expectations. So let's do this. What do you want me to email you exactly?
Just those two things from those two approvals from previously. Again, I know they have to be updated, and they can't be until you get by the last 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a second. So let's just do this while we're on the phone. So, okay. Hi. I had two approvals for you previously. For you, one was a 118,000 15-month term, 1.33 payback. And you're trying to do something, I'm assuming, nothing shorter than 12 months, correct?
No.
The other was a...
Right, yeah, you're correct. Yes, correct.
On term, it had a 2% origination fee for $75,000 at a 127. Please send me the last. I probably need the last. I think we did this. We didn't even have your February. Send me the bank statements for February. When are you looking to fund?
I don't know. Not right away. I mean not till tomorrow, so.
Can you see if you got that email?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I mean, can I give you kind of my thought and what I would think is the best term here? I would go, if we'll get the updated bank statements, I'd go for a shorter term. I think this whole long-term pitch, it puts customers in positions where they're signing up for such long-term money, they don't really address needs. And I've seen, you know, to me, working capital, I actually am completely against these long terms. I think most working capital loans should be 6 months, because the customers that can use it over 6 months, they have a very good box of what they're trying to do and want to accomplish. And from my experience, people that do these 12, 15, 18, 24-month terms, because it's so long and because the payments are so low, they often don't address the needs. And many of my customers that have done very long terms end up getting themselves into trouble. I'm not making any accusations about your business. I'm saying that as a general industry, it actually hurts people quite often because their feet aren't put to the fire. They're not really meant to, these things are so long. And so the conversations that I've had with customers is this. Don't get sold. Don't think because you're doing a 1.5-year term or 2-year term or 15-month term that it's the best deal for you. I tell my customers, when your debt's a dangerous thing, just because we sell money doesn't mean it's a good thing. Extraordinarily dangerous. It's a very, very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous thing. And so what I suggest to most customers is, if you are using debt, I advise doing short term, because then you have a clear definition of why you're borrowing money and why you're using that money. That's just my 2 cents for you, although I'm more than happy to offer a longer term, but that's just the way that I see it.
Sure. What were the daily payments on these?
You would just divide the pay. So you, like, give me an example, right? So let's talk about, And I don't know if I had your tax returns or not, because they might need them on some of these approvals, and there's that ownership issue, I recall, but I'd rather get into funding and attack those issues when I need to attack them. So let's assume that you do the 127 over 12 months. So you'll just take 127, you'll multiply it by 75 grand, and then you'll divide that by 252 payments. So that gets you to 377.
So multiply it by 75 grand, and then divide it by what, 12?
No, divide it by, 12, and then divide it by 21. There's 21 days per month.
So what's it, divide by what?
Divided by 12, 12 months, and then 21 days.
Divided by 21. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's not horrible.
No, it's, look, these are fair. And you don't want to get exotic with these terms. Also, the term that I'm quoting you does have a discount for paying off early. If you renew, there's a whole interest forgiveness. Just my philosophy is these long terms, I know they look pretty, they look nice, and they do help people to an extent, but there's also the flip side, which is it doesn't make customers address their needs. That's my experience. It's like people that got, 40-year home loans because they wanted a low payment. Well, they weren't really, they were buying too much home. Having a short term for working capital, as long as it's fair, as long as it's not crazy, as long as it's not 75% over a year, as long as it's reasonable, it has you address whatever you're trying to do, and it kind of puts your feet to the fire, which actually strengthens the business as opposed to makes it weaker. That's just my two cents. But let me know what you'd like to do. I'd love to help you out.
Yep. Great. Thanks a lot.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.